Oh wow. You didn't chicken out. You're actually here. Oh. You look great out of school uniform. And you brought flowers. What a gentleman. Oh. You didn't have to do that for me. But probably couldn't resist. Huh? I'll set them over here. How do I look? I know it's skimpier than usual, but I thought you'd like it. Don't be afraid to stare. It's all for you. I only want to dress this way for you from now on. Notice anything poking out at you? You're speechless? Or maybe you're just scared because I asked you that same question yesterday and I got feisty at you. Anyway, come step inside. Huh? Nope. Don't worry. It's just me and you here, cutie. My parents won't be here until late tonight. We have lots of time. Aw, you look so nervous. Don't be. It's only me. Give me a kiss. It'll make you feel better. The whore mouth, didn't you? Nerd. Is that what you were thinking about when you bought me those flowers? Or maybe the way I sat my fat thighs in your lap yesterday at school and nearly suffocated you with my big boobs in your face. You're such a pervert behind those shy eyes. So, here's my living room. Take it all in. What do you think of my house? Really? It's different than what you were imagining? Hey, what exactly do you mean by that? Were you expecting a whorehouse? Technically, is a house with a whore in it. I'm curious to see what your house looks like inside. Maybe next time, if You think I'm the type of girl you can bring home to your mother? I can take a look around your house. Wait. Turn around? What? Why did you bring your backpack with you? It looks pretty packed too. Your back must really hurt. I wonder whose back hurts more. Yours with your heavy backpack or mine with my heavy tits. I think it's me. But still, that thing looks pretty big. Must really strain you. And I didn't mention anything about us studying or doing homework together today. So, there is really no need to bring your backpack. Unless you like feeling it on you as a security blanket or something. Nothing wrong with that. I think it's adorable if that is the case. But if it's not, why did you bring it with you? I'm curious. Oh. What? You assumed I wanted to get some schoolwork done? I never said anything about that, silly. Or is this your way of saying you want to do all my homework for the rest of high school, like I joked around about yesterday? I wanted to have a special hangout with you today. Do you really think that I only want to see you so you can help me on my schoolwork? Even after all the spicy times we've had together? It's a serious question. Well, go on. Do you think that? Be honest. Aww, I would have thought by now that you would believe me about wanting to spend time with you. I mean, I did give you my number and got on video call with you, and those things weren't schoolwork related. Of course I like you for who you are. You're more than just my study buddy. Even if we did progress to a dynamic where you did end up doing all my homework, I would like you for more reasons aside from you being useful to me. Aww. Don't be sad. Loosen up, cutie. Come on. I like how your hair feels. Your body, on the other hand, feels stiff. You have such a nice body to hold. I miss pressing my body against yours. Our hearts would be touching each other in this position if it weren't for my tits in the way. How about you put your backpack down? There. Now let me hug you again. Mm. That's much better. Your shoulders feel a lot more relaxed without the backpack on. I was so excited when my parents left 2 hours ago because I could get all dolled up and pretty for you without any distractions in the way. I had an extra long shower and I might have treated myself to something sensual, but I'm still not satisfied for today. I want something else. Okay, I'll let go of you now. I just love your body. But a quick question for you. Do you like how I smell? I put on some of that girly vanilla coconut lotion you like. On every inch of my body. Don't believe me? I just think you're saying that so that I can shove your face into my armpit, you little perv. There, that's more like it. I like seeing your smile. Be yourself around me. I don't think the living room is the most comfortable place for certain activities I want to do with you today. Maybe you'll like my room better. Come on, follow me. I think you'll feel much more at ease in my room too. Let's go. Here it is. Now, is this something more like you're expecting from me? Yeah, my mother isn't the biggest fan of it. Why don't we sit on the bed together? I know you'll like it. It's very comfy. Actually, why don't we lay down next to each other? It'll be easier to cuddle that way. Don't you feel better after that? Come here. You still feel tense. Maybe some more kisses would help loosening you up. Come. I've been thinking about your wet tongue and hot mouth the whole time I was getting ready for you. shoulder muscles still feel slightly tense. Oh, is there anything wrong? What can I do to help you? Nothing? Are you hungry? I'll make something for you. I feel like you're hungry. No? Well, all right then. It seems to confuse you when a girl wants to treat you like a man. No offense. Or maybe your mind's just on other things. Do I still make you nervous? You seemed to be more open yesterday. We can keep talking if it helps you open up a little today, instead of jumping right into, you know. You can let your guard down around me, okay? I won't be harsh with you right now. Let me ask you something. Why are you so jittery around me? Especially when I'm nice to you. It's like you enjoy being dominated and stuff more than when I treat you like a normal guy. I don't ask this to insult you, but what's the nicest thing a girl has done for you? Your mom doesn't count. Now, think back to your childhood days. I'll give you a minute. Come on, that can't be. You must be forgetting someone at the back of your mind. Are you sure you really can't think of anything? I'm the nicest girl you've met? Huh. Me out of all people. You really insist? You're so sweet. And to be honest, I know we're two very different people when it comes to our social lives, but you're the nicest guy I've met too. It's a nice change. Cutie pie. Hair. If you get hungry later, just let me know and I'll whip up something tasty for you. But I do totally understand if you are hungry for something else. Ugh. Look at me. I'm never this mushy and sentimental with anyone. Ew. What are you doing to me? There's that smile again. I do have a soft spot for you. I was attracted so much to you because I sense your vulnerability. I think we're the perfect complement to each other. Well, this kind of deep talk wasn't what I was expecting today. You just bring out a different side of me that most guys don't. Sorry if I killed the mood there. I just wanted to know if any other girls been friendly and nice to you and stuff. I like knowing things about you, both big and small. How do you like me better, cutie? Nice and sweet like this? Or do you like it better when I boss you around and make you do stuff? Maybe I should make you write an essay for me as foreplay sometimes. Oh, did that idea actually excite you? You like it when I tease you about your submissive ways, huh? Getting hard. Let's have a change of pace.